Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. WJamesD.com. Now, let's get in motion.
You are now tuned into the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world. We talk about it all avenues and aspects of self-empowerment for whatever lifestyle that you choose. If you have not done so already, I strongly urge you to go to my website, W. James D, WJAMES, just the letter D.com. Hit the free stuff tab and sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's basically a newsletter. You also get discounts and you'll be the first invited for my online classes, anything new that I have coming out, books, classes, special events. You'll be the first to be invited and you'll get a discount as well. Just WJamesD.com, hit that free stuff tab at the very top of the page. You can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. Also just released is the Hustler's Blueprint Entrepreneur Mindset Training. For those of you that want to understand and get a higher and deeper level of understanding of the hustler layer of the game, which is about getting your money and understanding human psychology, in particular consumer psychology, you can also say customer psychology, if you really want to get that game. I just did last month a 4-hour class on it. I recorded it live. It is now on sale. You can get and have access to this class. Go to my website, wjamesd.com, hit the hustling tab, and you can go ahead and get that package. The package, as of right now, includes that entire 4-hour class in an MP3 format. I will walk through all business basics, from branding, marketing, advertising. I'm going to teach you about the S-curve. I'm going to teach you about customer psychology. I even include a few website tips, a way to look at your website. I'll talk about the importance of time, basically how to think like a boss. That's what that class is about. It's an entire training to help you rethink the way you look at business and the way you look at life, actually. It's a 4-hour class, MP3 format. You get that. You also get 2 bonus PDFs, which is Speaking and Writing with Fire, which I give you over 100 fire words. Fire words are words that draw the attention of the mind. They capture attention. You can use those words in verbal dialogue. You can also use them in marketing campaigns and advertising campaigns, whether they are written or on an actual commercial. Verbal. You also get the psychology of color, so you can understand how color affects a person's mood and the way they view something and how they will feel about or accept something. And in that class, in that 4-hour class, I explain why this stuff works and how it works and how you can take these simple things and use these in your business. And why and how it is so powerful. People don't even teach this stuff. You have my word on that. You're going to have a very, very hard time finding someone to really explain to you in the detail I did how powerful this stuff is and why you should use it. Excellent tools. And not only that, so you're going to get the 4-hour class, you're getting 2 PDFs, Speaking and Writing with Fire and the Psychology of Color. And I'm throwing in a free 30-minute consultation with me. You'll be able to speak directly to me when you choose. So if you run into a situation, you run into a problem, something wasn't clear, you have more questions, you can speak to me directly. I'm throwing in a free 30-minute consultation. You get all of this with the Hustler's Blueprint Entrepreneur Mindset Training. Go to my website, wjamesd.com, and hit the Hustling tab, and you will have access to that. For those who have already signed up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor, check your emails. There is a discount code that I sent out in your emails. So you can even get a percentage off. It is a great deal for what you're getting. It is a tremendous deal for what you're getting, because I'm going to guarantee you this. You're going to hear some game that I'm very confident, very, very confident, you have not heard anywhere else. I'm very, very confident on that. And we already have students that attended the live class already off and running, already. It's been less than a month they were off and running. That's how easy this stuff is to understand and how easy it is to implement. Because making money is cause and effect. If you don't know the causes, you won't get the effect. I'm going to teach you the causes so that way you can get the effect. So, wjamesd.com, hit the Hustling tab. Okay, so with that out the way, now we can get down to business. Because I'm going to let out a little steam, because I got a rant here. And I don't do this often, but this has to be said, because ain't nobody else saying it. So let me put up a parental advisory right now. I normally don't use a lot of profanity on my podcasts, but I'm probably going to let a few choice words slide on this one. And please excuse my voice. I've been talking a lot, so it's a little weak. But I think you're going to hear me just the same. So this is a call to my players out there, or those that call themselves players, because I'm just going to keep it real with you. Y'all are fucking up. Y'all are fucking up, man. I had a younger cat ask me. Actually, he didn't ask me. He told me. He was like, man, there's really no rules to this stuff. And at first, I was a little offended, but I can kind of understand where he's coming from. Because these last two, almost three generations weren't really given the game properly. And even those that did get some game, they still got what I call old technology. You know, a lot of these rules and regulations, let's say this. This is why these rules are in place. This is where y'all got this stuff messed up. These are why these rules are in place. The rules in every game, whether legitimate games, quote unquote, or street games, quote unquote, the reason why these rules were in place is to prevent problems, to bring order out of chaos. Y'all are operating, many of you so-called players, y'all are operating in chaos. This is why you have the problems that you have. These rules were originally in place for a reason. They weren't just there to feel restrictive. They weren't there to restrict you. They were there to prevent problems, to bring order out of chaos. You're entering a realm. When you enter something that you do not know about, you are entering a realm of chaos, meaning there's the potential for anything to happen. And if you do not know what you're doing and why you're supposed to be doing it, guess what? Anything can happen. Anything can happen. So the rules were in place for those stepping into any particular game, and I'm just speaking in general on game here. There's many layers to the game, but just in general, these rules were in place so that when you stepped into a game, you would have some guidelines so you could walk as straight as possible so you wouldn't run into so many problems. Now, some of these rules are a little outdated. I get it. I understand, because a lot of these players, they either didn't pass on the game properly or you're working off of old technology. A lot of players, they want to live in this heyday, like we back in the 80s or the 70s or the early 90s. It is 2016, players. It's almost 2017, players. In 3 years, it's going to be 2020. Times have changed. Things have changed. All these games that you all are holding up, man, you all did not advance them. You're working off of old technology. This is why the stuff is not working for you like it's supposed to. You're working off of old technology. You didn't update your games. And these squares, they took the game or pieces of the game and they updated them. They're using them for their systems. So my thing is, why didn't we, and I'm including myself in this as well, although that's what I'm trying to do now, writing these books, doing these podcasts, and you know, putting these blog posts and stuff together. I'm trying to update these games for you all. I'm giving you all the foundation for this stuff. Revealing the Secrets of the Game, that book is the foundation of all games. I don't care what game it is. It's the foundation that all games run off of. I gave you that, and I'm not saying this out of arrogance. It's just the truth. I gave you all that so you can have an understanding and be able to look at any game that you want to place yourself into and already have an idea of how you should move through that game. You know the most of the working parts. And then I gave you all an entire book, an entire Bible, the Max Bible. I didn't give you that book so you can run out there and have some slick shit to say so you can get some pussy. That's not the purpose for that book. It's not the purpose for that book, players. I'm giving you simple concepts and principles of manhood. What do you hear women say all the time? Oh, it'd be nice to have a real man. I want to meet a real man. Where are all the real men at? You hear this in your face. You see this on social media, Facebook, freaking Twitter, Instagram. You read this all the time. Now, let's take all the little complaints that a lot of women have. Let's just take all that away. And let's just look at the core foundation of what they keep saying. They keep saying, I want a man. I want a man. Where's the real man? Common sense should say, for you slow motherfuckers out there, common sense should say, this isn't even uncommon sense. This is regular, simple, everyday common sense. Common sense should say, all these women are saying, oh, I want a real man. Well, guess what, players? That's what the Max Bible is for. It's to take you from your malehood into manhood. And as a side effect of becoming a man, guess what? You become very attractive and desirable to women. Why? Because that's what a woman wants. She wants a man. That book is for you to define your manhood. The first half of that book is all inner game to define yourself as a man. Actually, that whole book is inner game, technically. But it's for you to define yourself as a man. Because that's what a woman wants. That's why that stuff, if you take the time to do it, which I know a lot of you don't, but I'm urging you, I didn't put that stuff in a book just to make the book bigger. I put that stuff in a book for a reason. And I know it's a little tedious going through your standards, going through your principles, putting a program together, understanding a life philosophy. But I put that stuff in there for a reason so you can define your manhood. So if anybody, male or female, ever comes to you and says to you something along the lines of what makes you a man, guess what? You have a definitive, simple answer. You can break it down. What makes you a man? And a lot of y'all can't even answer that question right now. You can't. And I know you can't. That's what the book is for. It's for you to define your manhood. Excuse me for a sec. Sorry. But that's what the book is for. is for you to define your manhood. Once you define your manhood, you become desirable to women. You start to understand yourself as a man, and you understand women. You become desirable to women. It's what the book is for. It's not for you to go out there and get a whole bunch of pussy. If you want to go out there and get a whole bunch of pussy, then by all means, become a man first, and you will have no problems. Trust me. Trust me on that one. Matter of fact, don't even take my word for it. Just do it and see what happens. Spend some time with it and see what happens. There's nobody else talking about this stuff, man. I broke down communication techniques, communication skills. I gave you leadership and management techniques in that book. There's nobody else talking about that stuff, man. Everybody else is out there showing off what they have materially, but they're not really passing on game. No, let me take that back. Not everybody, but a lot of these so-called players, they're just showing off, man. They're not passing on the information. If you're going to be a man, you have to be a leader. You have to know how to manage your household. You have to know how to lead and manage yourself. That's what the book is for. All right, I'm getting all off base. But what I was talking about, old technology. We're just working off of old technology. Everybody has iPods, and y'all, some of y'all players are still walking around like you have a cassette Walkman. Come on, players. Come on, players. You got to step your game up and move it into modern times. When I'm teaching this stuff now, it's for you to move into modern times. None of these street games, some of those games cannot even be played on the streets anymore. For those of you that used to run con, some of those games are dead, and you know they're dead. They figured it out. It's no longer a secret. Listen to these young cats on the phone speaking in code. They saying the same codes that I was using when I was on the streets, their age. Damn near 20 years ago. You're still using the same code words I was using almost 20 years ago? You don't think that somebody figured that out already? Come on, players. Y'all are supposed to be ahead, three steps ahead of the game. Y'all lagging behind. You're running a race. You're running a relay race, and everybody's already done two full laps, and you barely made it off the starting block. That's how far behind some of you all are with your game. And I'm urging you all to really examine what you're doing, because a lot of it is not working. You so-called hustlers, street hustlers, if you cannot pay your rent on time every month, I'm laughing at you right now. I'm laughing at you, because you're not hustling. You're not, period. And I understand the street game, you're going to take your little bumps and bruises. You're going to have your setbacks. I get that. But if you cannot keep your rent paid on time, month after month after month, then there's a, listen to me, players. Listen to me. If you cannot take care of your household, which is one of the first rules of the hustle game, which I know a lot of y'all didn't get, so I'm not holding you responsible, but I'm giving it to you now. If you cannot take care of your household, at the very least, you're not hustling. You're not hustling. You have to take care of your household. Everything in your household should be able to be maintained. I don't care if you're on a noodle diet. Your bills are paid. Your rent's paid. If you have a car, you can keep that tuned up. Keep it, you know, keep it as nice as you can keep it. You got gas in there. You might have to be on a noodle diet, but if your home's taken care of, that's hustling, man. That's hustling. It's not about putting nice rims on your car. It's not hustling, man. It's not about wearing the newest fashions and the newest clothes. That's not hustling. Hustling is about advancement. If you cannot maintain where you live at, you're not hustling. Because if you can't maintain where you are now, then guess what? You're hustling backwards, because you can't even start at square one and then move forward. You haven't even made it to square one yet, player. Hustler. You understand what I'm saying? You're hustling backwards. You're claiming titles that you all are not living up to. And this is what irritates me. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's the rap music. I don't know if it's the music videos. I don't know if it's the movies. But y'all have some of this stuff so fucked up. It's ridiculous. All this buffoonery that you all are just buying into like it's real. Most of that stuff isn't even real. Take it from an OP, an original player. Some of that stuff is not real. And I know this because I went through the same thing, so I'm able to, because I went through that. I went through that stage. I thought a lot of stuff that I saw was real, and then I found out it wasn't real. Because the real hustlers that I knew that were really getting money, you would never know it, man. Because a real street hustler does not draw attention to him or herself. I told you all this, I think, last year. A real hustler moves on a first, not on a second. A real hustler moves on a first, not on a second. It's a measure of time. We count time in seconds. 1,000, 2,000, or 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, or however you count seconds that make up a minute. So you have a beat, which is a second, and then you have a, before that next second hits, you have a rest period, a moment of silence. So you have a beat and a rest, a beat and a rest. 1 second, pause. 2 second, pause. 3 second, pause. So in between every second is a moment of silence, which is called a first. A real hustler moves on a first and not on a second, meaning a hustler moves in between time. That is symbolic of a hustler. It's almost like a ghost. They're a rumor. They're not seen, or very seldom seen. You all want to be seen so bad. Why? Why? Why do you want to draw so much attention to yourself? Do you know, in this day and time, it is worse now than it has ever been to draw a lot of attention to yourselves? Have y'all figured that out yet? Most of y'all can't even make it 3 years before you get locked up. Why is that? Because you are not following simple rules and protocols. The rules are there in place to prevent problems. They're in place to prevent problems. And y'all are just doing this stuff all willy-nilly. And this is why you have so many problems. And this stuff is not working for you. All this game you think you have is doing nothing but landing you in hot water, because it's not real game. This is what I've been trying to tell you all for the last almost 3 years now. You all do not have real game. Well, some of you all. Y'all don't have it. Y'all have remnants of things. I'll give you a real simple example. It ain't tricking if you got it. When the fuck did that happen? It's not tricking if you got it. When did that happen? When did that happen? I've never heard that from any player out of their mouth, ever. In my career, I've never heard that, ever. But y'all say it. Where did y'all get that from? That's not game. It's not tricking if you got it. Y'all even know what a trick is? You don't, do you? Just shake your head. I understand, you really don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't say no nonsense like that. Player. All right, man. I'm just, doing what I do. And I try to keep all my stuff very professional because I'm a professional person. You understand? But to reach you street cats, I have to come like this. I do. Because y'all don't really listen. You hear me, but you don't really listen. And you fight me on damn near everything. Oh, thanks for the game, James. And then you go right back and do some stupid shit. You hear me, but you're not listening. I'm trying to help you. I don't mean you no harm, player. I'm trying to help you to start thinking about what you're doing. Because a lot of what you're doing is not working, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that, because you have a lot of wrong information. And even the information that you might have that may be correct, some of it needs to be updated. When I say updated, I am not saying throw it out. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying it needs to be updated for our modern day and time, because you're working off of old technology. Don't walk around with the cassette Walkman when everybody else has iPods on, man. You're behind times. Every game shifts every 3 to 5 years. If you still have the mentality of a player from back in the 90s, and we're in 2016 going into 2017, then you are way, way, way behind. Mentally, you're behind. The moves that you're making are moves that worked for that time period. Most of them do not work now. I've played games in my career as a street hustler and a Mac that do not work now. You will get caught like that quickly, and you'll be in jail or prison very quick. They don't work. So you need to update your games. And I'm going to say this for all you players that are still out there on the street level: you don't need to stay there. If you need to start there, then start there. But don't stay there, players. Don't stay there. It's not even necessary now. It is so easy to start a business nowadays. It's easier than it has ever been. Trust me, I know. Take your money, if you're making money, take care of your home, get your stuff together, and start putting up some money and invest it in something legitimate. Update your game. Update your game. It's too volatile, man. Y'all are scared. Let's just call it what it is. Y'all are so scared because nobody's playing by the rules. It is utter chaos. It's chaos. You have to worry about people snitching. You have to worry about people backstabbing you. You have to worry about your own people, or whether or not they're real or they're snakes hiding in the grass waiting to bite your ankles. Y'all are scared, man, because nobody's playing by the rules. So either some of you have to get together collectively and bring the rules back in and redefine the rules, or whatever you have to do for the street layers of the game, y'all need to go ahead and do that. Then do it. What I'm trying to tell you all is you don't need to stay on the streets anymore. But some of y'all are scared. You're trying to stick to the streets as a street player. And I really want you all to get this. I really want you all to hear me when I say this. As a true player, you should be able to move and shake anywhere, whether you're on the streets or whether you're in a corporate executive boardroom. You should be able to move and shake wherever you are. Your mentality, the way you think, should not be limited by where you are or where you feel comfortable. I hope you heard that. Don't limit your mentality to where you feel comfortable. Again, if you need to start on the streets, then do it, but do it cautiously, man. Get in to get out. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to. All right, that's enough of my rant. I appreciate y'all listening. And if you have any questions, you know what it is. Just email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Take heed, players, or pseudo players, those of you acting like players, just take heed and listen. Just start listening to some real game. I'm not saying you have to get all your game from me. There's other players out here trying, you know, elders older than me, trying to pass on real game to you all, so you all don't have all these problems and situations that you keep finding yourself in because you all are not thinking like players. You're trying to take a square mentality and put it into something that was not designed for a square mentality. Hello. That's like trying to take a big turkey and cook it in a microwave. You can do it, but you're going to have a hard time. And it's not going to come out as good as it would if it's in the oven, because the microwave is not designed to cook a huge turkey. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot be a player with a square mentality. It does not work. That's why we have the definition of square, and that's why we have the definition of player. They're two different mentalities. Two different mentalities. So you're going to have to choose which side you want to be on, where you want to be at, and focus in that area. Master your game, elevate your game, and then go back and learn the other side. So, since we all start off as squares, if you're on the player end, whatever game you're in, man, master it. Elevate in it, man. Advance and grow in it. And once you got that figured out, then step back in the square world, but not as a square, but step in the square world as a player. We're in a new day and time. You have to learn to function in both worlds. You have to learn to function in both worlds. All right. I'm out.